through worship. Amen. It's something about worship that opens the heart of God. The Canaanite woman who had a child that was sick, and she went to Jesus. The scripture said initially Jesus ignored her. And he told her, I was sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And the scripture said, but when she fell down and worshiped. Something about worship that moves the heart of God. So hallelujah, I don't know what you're going through, but learn to worship him. Amen. The Bible says the true worshipers shall worship the Lord in spirit. We're talking about a true worshiper, not just a pseudo worshiper, not a worshiper that wants to be seen, but someone that will worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Can we all say praise the Lord? Afternoon, if you are a visitor or a friend here at Agape Apostolic Church of Deliverance, we welcome you. We serve one Lord. Can we say one Lord?
One Lord.
One faith.
One faith.
And one baptism. The scripture says there's one God who's a father of all, above all, through all, and most important, he is in. Can we all say praise the Lord?
Praise
Amen. We're blessed in the Lord. I thank God for everything that's taken place. Thank God for my wife. Amen. How he blesses her with health and strength. And we just thank God for all that he's doing. We thank God for those that are laboring in the vineyard. And we thank him for the elders, the ministers, the deacons, the usher, the musicians. We just thank God for the praise team and everything. Can we all say praise the Lord? I heard the scripture said that everything that has breath, training, do you have breath? Then you ought to praise the Lord. The scriptures say you are to praise the Lord. So we thank God. Now, how many remember our theme this afternoon?
Amen.
Our theme is believing God against all odds. Amen. When everything on paper is against you. When I heard the scripture say, if God before you, I said, if God before you, who then? Against us. So we bless the Lord for that. Amen. And we just thank God for all that he's doing. And it was indeed a blessing to be in service last night with New Life Church of Christ, Bishop Lawson, and Pastor Harper brought forth a mighty word. And then after that, they had some prophecies. Amen. When God spoke specifically to people. That's why it's important that you go to fellowship. Amen. Because when someone calls you out, and you've been praying. See, this is how God works. When somebody can call you out, and you've been praying, and they don't know anything about you, and they come and tell you God's going to answer your prayer, and they don't pray, you know, like a lot of the prophets, when you call a prophet, they give you one of those general prophecies. When they can come and say, your prayer, God heard it, and they didn't know that you were in your secret closet before you got there, can we say, praise the Lord. We thank God for the word of God we heard on last night. And it actually ties sort of in with our message on this afternoon. So we're going to ask you to sit this time. Amen. We don't ever want to take God's goodness for granted. Never take God's goodness for granted. Amen. Because God is good, but sometimes there are challenges. Amen. That make us doubt God. If you're real. I mean, a lot of the apostles and even great men of God had their moments of doubt. You can doubt, but don't stay in the doubt. Amen. You can have some fleshly human moments, but don't stay there. Hey, look at somebody and say, don't stay there. I don't know where you're going through today, but don't stay there. It's time to come out of there. I mean, it's time to come out of there. Hallelujah. I was bound. Our scripture reading this morning will be coming from St. John, the 16th chapter, verses 25 through 33. Amen. If you have it, can we say amen?
Amen.
for those that do not have it, it is on the screen. There's something about the Word of God. That's why the psalmist said, Thy Word have I. There's something about the Word of God. Don't hide it in your mind, because your mind can play games. Don't hide it in your mouth, because your mouth can change. But when you hide it in your heart, when God's Word is in your heart, then it begins to order your steps. So the psalmist said, Thy Word have I hid in my heart that I might not. Somebody said, how come I sin? Because His Word is not down in you like it ought to be. Because when it gets down in you like it ought to be, hallelujah, then you will not sin against God. Can we say praise the Lord? How many more scriptures? That's a scripture in the Bible. That's a scripture in the Bible. And it said, let the redeemed. Let the redeemed of the Lord, whom He redeemed from the hand of the anybody at one time to be able to sing the song, Satan had me bound. But Jesus, I said Satan had me bound. But Jesus, I've been redeemed. Can we just read? Give God a way more. Verse 25 reads, These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly at that day. Ye shall ask at that day. Hallelujah. How many know we're living in that day? And I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loveth you, because you have loved me, and I have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father, and am coming to the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples said unto him, Lo, now speaketh thou plainly, and speaketh no proverbs. Now are we sure that thou knowest all things. Now be sure. We're not doubting, we're not trying to figure out, but we are
sure.
How many sure? How many sure that God knoweth all things, and needeth not? Yes, Lord, I'm so glad. When it comes to what I need, God already knows all things. And I don't need nobody. I don't need a man. I don't need anybody to tell him anything. But by this, we believe that thou camest forth from God. Jesus answered them, Jesus, I heard what you said. But the Lord said, I just want to ask you, are you sure what you're talking about? He said, do you? Lord, we bless you on this afternoon. We thank you for being in the house of prayer. Now, Lord, we ask you to speak to every need. Lord, speak to every mind. Lord, touch every heart. Even those, Lord, that came in troubled. Lord, we ask you to send the word to heal the troubled heart. Lord, those that came in with a torn spirit, we ask you to send a word to heal the broken in spirit. Lord, those that came in with more doubts than answers, we ask you to send a word to answer every doubt. Now, Lord, we believe that when the saints began to pray for our God to have his way, that we can feel the glory of the Lord coming down. Lord, send it on down. Lord, church say in Jesus' name, amen, and you may be seated. So the Lord, one of these occasions, is dealing again with his disciples. A disciple means a believer or a follower. How many of us are following the Lord today? How many of us believe in God today? Well, the Lord is speaking to you. Amen. And if in the beginning of the verse, he's telling them that he's going away. He said, I'm going away. He said, I will not be, but then I will be. And the disciples said, what kind of talk is this? Yeah, God ever speak to you sometimes and say, Lord, I hear, but I really don't understand. I know what you're saying to me, but in my finite mind, I cannot figure out an infinite God. Because your thoughts are way past my thoughts, and your ways are way past my ways. I understand what the Word of God says when he says, oh, the depths. Anybody know God can go down deep? God can go down deep. Can we say deep? The whole depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments, and God's ways are past. I cannot figure out God. So the disciples hear one of these, I cannot figure it out situations. And they ask and say, Lord, well, we hear you a little bit, but we kind of don't understand. Has God ever spoken to you in your circumstances? And you knew God was speaking to you, but you did not fully
understand.
You didn't fully understand. And so the disciples said, we don't really understand what you're trying to say. So that brings us up to verse 25. And the Lord is trying to answer them, because I believe if you read a little early, the Lord said he knew what they were thinking. And they want to ask him, what do you really mean? So he said, these things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs. A proverb is a dog saying. It's like a riddle. Amen. When he's giving a message, but he's not really giving a clear message. Amen. He said, but the time coming when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. He said, at that day. Once again, we at that day. Jesus said, if you ask anything in my name, he said, I'll do it. He said, at that day you shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. For the Father loveth, himself loveth you, because you have loved me, and I believe that I came out from God. Let's get down a little further. And verse 29, it says, his disciples said unto him, go now. He's speaking in a language that we can understand. He said, go now, thou speakest plainly, and you're not speaking to us in a riddle. You're not speaking to us in a dark saying. And because he spoke plainly to them, they said, now are we sure that thou knowest? Anybody want a whole knowing God in their lives? He didn't know something, but God knoweth. I heard the scripture say in Matthew chapter 6, God knoweth what things you have need of before you ask. Because he's an all thing knowing God. And needeth not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God. Jesus answered them, do you now believe? All right, we're going to come back to this, but let's go to St. John chapter 20. Amen. And we're going to read a few verses. Now, they said, didn't they say they believe?
Yes.
Right? You heard. You've seen. You've seen that God has done. You see what God has done for somebody else, so you believe. Then they say, now we believe, right? So St. John chapter 20 and verse 19, this is after they said they believed. You know, sometimes we say we believe, but when the reality of a situation happens, we have more doubt than belief. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for what? Fear of the Jews. Came Jesus and stood. I like the Lord to just stand in the midst. When God stands in the midst, even troubles will be at peace. And stood in the midst and said unto them, peace. They were afraid, but the Lord said, I can't operate in fear. I cannot operate in your doubt. I cannot operate as you question me. So he said, the first thing I need you to do, he said, you know what, in our English it means, you know what he told him? He said, relax. And look at somebody and tell them, relax. Just relax. Not relaxing you, but relaxing God. He said, peace be unto you. And the disciples were there, they said, oof. I'm so glad that he's with us. Amen? Verse 20. And when he had so said, he showed unto him his hand and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw. Now they had already said they what? Believe. Then said Jesus to them again. He's trying again. He said, I need y'all. Can the church just relax? Just take it easy. Just be at peace. Peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. There, just for a point of reference, there's only two times when God breathed on man. When he made the first man in Genesis 2 and 7, the Bible said the Lord breathed into him the breath of life. That was the first natural man. Now the Lord is making a spiritual man. So he breathed on them and said, receive ye the. These are the only two times in scripture that God breathed on man. You can look it up. Amen. Well, we're not there. I'm going to keep going. But just for my ministers and elders, those are the only two times God breathed. He breathed into the first man naturally. But he breathed into the second man spiritually. Hallelujah. That was not first, which was spiritual, but natural. Hallelujah. But God intended for the natural to take on the spiritual. Amen. So he breathed on them and told them, he said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. And whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are returned. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. Somebody said, I've seen what God has done, but I was not there to see it for myself. Somebody said, I heard a testimony for what God has done, but I was not encouraged until I saw it for myself. So Thomas was not there. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. Now we read early, they all said, we now believe, right? You with me? They said, we've seen the Lord, but he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of nails, and put my fingers into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, wait a minute, what do you mean you're not going to believe? When the Lord was there with you, everybody said, now we believe that thou knowest all things. We believe that thou comest from God. And we believe that whatever you say, God will do it. But all of a sudden, in the reality of things, Thomas is out. That's when we get the saying, Doubting Thomas. Right? That's where that saying came from, Doubting Thomas. Because Thomas said, I don't believe. Now, if everybody else is believing, why are you? Why are you doubting? Amen. So he said, I won't believe. Amen. Then verse 26 says, after. Now, as I always say, it's so important you pay attention to details. Why did the Lord come after one day? Why did the Lord come after 2 days? Why did he come after 5? Why did the Lord wait 8 days? Right? Because 8 is very significant spiritually. Because 8 is the number of new beginnings. So God shows up on the 8th day and he looks at him and he says, I know what you've been believing. But today is a time for a new beginning. Hallelujah. You ought to tell yourself, today is my 8th day. Today is a time for a new beginning. So after 8 days, he appeared unto them, and Thomas was with them this time. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, Lord, relax. Anybody got some whole lot of problems? You know what the Lord is telling you today? You know how he said relax? He said, I got this. You don't have a problem too big that I cannot solve. Can we say praise the Lord? Then said he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. I'm just wondering, is there anybody here this afternoon that is losing faith in God? God said, listen, I can't do anything. This is an 8th day. This is a new beginning. I don't know what your life has been like in the past, but today is a day of a new beginning. So he said, be not faithless, but believe. So our message today is, after you've seen, look at somebody say, after you've seen. Do you still doubt? Talk to somebody and say, after you see, do you still doubt? After you've seen all that God has done, after we see the miracle of being in this church against all odds, after we see the miracles that God has performed in our midst, do you still doubt? When you were strung out on drugs and alcoholism and had no direction, and I heard somebody say, I went to the church one night, and my heart wasn't right, but something, I said something got a hold of me. You got baptized in Jesus' name. God filled you with the Holy Ghost. And I heard somebody say, don't doubt God. Hallelujah. you seen what the Lord has done? Have you seen the miracles? Some Job said, there was a time in my life when I heard of God by God. Here, I heard what God had done for somebody else. He said, but near my eyes, I see near my eyes. Anybody got some eyes that do see? I'm not talking about a natural eye, but I'm talking about a spiritual eye. A spiritual eye. There was Elijah. Let me give you a story. I've seen, Lord, I don't need to see anything else to believe. Elijah and his servant were surrounded by the enemy. You ever feel like sometimes, Lord, where is my help? You ever feel like that? Where is my help going to come from? Everywhere I look, I see enemies. Everywhere I look, I see trouble. Hallelujah. So the Elijah's servant went out early in the morning before Elijah went out, and he ran back into the house of the man of God. He said, everywhere I see, there's nothing but enemies. Everywhere I look, there's nothing but trouble. And Elijah said, relax. He said, peace be unto you. And the servant said, well, how can I be at peace when I can't figure out mess. Anybody in some messes that you can't figure out how you're going to get out of it? Amen. So Elijah said, don't worry about a thing. They that be with us are more than they that be against us. They that be on your side is more than they that be against you. Hallelujah. And the servant said, I don't get it. Everywhere I look, there's trouble. The hills are full of chariots. The hills are full of the horsemen and the enemy. And the Bible said Elijah's praying and said, Lord, open the young man's eyes so that he can see. What was Elijah trying to get him to see? Not a natural something, but a spiritual something. He said, open his eyes that he may see that they that be with us are more than they that be. Are you still doubting? And the Bible said that God opened the eyes. Anybody need their eyes open? Lord, I'm in a spiritually dark place right now. Lord, I have some confusion, but I want you to open my eyes so I can see. And the Bible said that after Elijah prayed, that's why we've been teaching on the old-fashioned prayer meeting. His eyes weren't open before he prayed, but they were open after he prayed. Said, after he prayed, the young man looked, and the enemy, oh Lord, thank you. Oh God, bless your name. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Because the enemy might be all around you, but around the enemy, there's chariots of God, there's chariots of fire. And the enemy saw that they that were with him, and the young man, the servant, saw that there were out. just lean on Jesus. Because there ain't a door that anybody can shut that God cannot come through. I heard him say in the book of Revelation, I open a door that no man can shut. God said, I shut a door that no man can open. He said, I got the keys of hell and grave. He said, I got the keys of the kingdom of David.
As the preacher said last night, for man To believe it, you have to see it. But for God to believe it, he only has to say it. If God has told you some things that he's going to do, why are you, I don't care if it's a doctor, the lawyer, who it is, why are you allowing them to talk you out of what God told you? If God has spoken to you, he's not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he shall repent. The Bible says, if he said it, shall he not do it? If he spoke it, shall he not make it? See, sometimes as the elders and ministers come forward to all the workers, sometimes when people take this up, in the middle of it, they change. You say, but I thought you said the good thing about our God is he doesn't change. The scripture said he's immutable. God is unchanging. God will never tell you a lie. So if God has spoken something to your spirit, don't allow the demons in him. Don't allow your best friend. Don't even allow a love to talk you out of what God has promised you. It's so important this afternoon that for God I live and for God I die, Elder Gibbs.